Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron Bikarvosom Lifnei Hashem Vayamusu. Zokta Erochayim HaKadosh, he's talking about the Madrega of Nadav Avihu. He says that it was a Misas Neshika, but he says it was Cholot from Misas Neshika. B'derech Klal Misas Neshika, the Shechina is Makariv to the person, is Miskar to the person, and that's how he gets the Chibur of Misas Neshika. But over here, it was they were Miskariv to the Eira Elyon, Bikarvosom Lifnei Hashem. They were Zuching. They were the ones that were Makarav themselves towards the Mises Neshika. And he explains to Barachava how they saw they were going towards their Mavis. But it was Pashat Miroi Tshuka Bikarvosam Lifnei Hashem. Be'etzem, there are many Gemaras that say various reasons about why Nadav and Avihu were killed. The Gemara in Erevin says they were Moira Halacha Lifnei Rabam to bring Eish Min Ahedyot. They packed in that you're supposed to bring Eish Min Ahedyot. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Beis, says a different shot that Ukvar Hoye Moshe V'Aaron Holchem Baderech V'Nadav Avihu Achareyim, and Kol Yisrael was Holchem Achareyim, and Nadav told Avihu Eimos Ayomos Shnei Zkeinim Alolu V'Ani V'Atan Anegesador. When is Moshe and Aaron going to be Nifter, and we're going to be the Manhigim? And that's what they were punished for. There's another shot that they were Nichnas L'Beis Hamikdash Shtuya Yayin. There are various pshatim. There's an interesting mitzvah. There's a pasuk in Iyoy. We said one of the pshatim was they were waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron to be nifter. There's a pasuk in Iyoy that the Medrash up in earth over here in the Parshas Akrimos brings this pasuk. Afla zois Iyoy is talking. Afla zois yecharad libi v'yater min koymoy. And the Medrash darshens up in the MS Wood and the Targum and Iyoy says the same thing. Afla zois yecharad libi. What causes Iyoy to have charada? V'roisay mitzas shnei b'nei Aaron. They say Eichin in the Medrash, Eichin in the Targum, that Eoyv had a charada from the fact that he saw Misa Shnei B'nei Aaron. What can find the pshat? So there's a pshat, it says, we know that there were three people that were in the eighth of Paroi. Eoyv, Yisroi, and Bilam. Bilam is the one that gave the Eitzarah. Yisroi was Bireach. Eoyv was Shosak. Eoyv heard, and he didn't make him a chah. So one would think, maybe he doesn't deserve such an Einish. And the emetus Eoyv gets a geferlach oynish. His oynish is Yisurei Eoyv. The pshat is the geshrei from the Yisurim that Eoyv has. That was the geshrei, the screaming he was supposed to make the mecha. That's how loud and powerful his mecha was supposed to be. The geval from all of his Yisurim. But how does Eoyv know this? It says that Nadav and Avihu were killed. What does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin? Nadav told Avihu, Eimasa Yamusa Shnei Skeinim Alolu. It doesn't say what Avihu answered. The Gemara says that Nadav told Avihu, Eimasa Yamusa Shnei Alolu. Avihu didn't say anything. Avihu shosak. Vayechar alibi v'roisoy misas shnei b'nei Aaron. Eretz Gezen, azayin shosik avazaza nishmachan amecho oichet was mechayiv dem mavet. That's vayechar alibi al misas shnei b'nei Aaron. You have the avoidus yoyim ha-kippur over here. Moli v'godosh. We see that you have the shnei ha-se'irim. Goyrul Echad Lashem, the Goyrul Echad Lazozel, from the Shnei Asi'irim. It's before that the Shnei Asi'irim were exactly alike. They were twins, they were mamish, kulam, they were shove, b'mare, b'goyvel, they were exactly the same. And then one goes to the Yamin, and one goes to the Smoil, and even though Batchila, they look exactly alike, over Acharisa Miyashurenu, it went totally in opposite directions. It's a Gevaldik and Musar Haskel. A person makes one, they're both at the same place, he makes one turn. Or even looks to the left as opposed to the right, and he's already somewhere else totally. He could be in the under egg belt. Like nowadays, we can understand what a damusik is. You make one little turn, you're in the under egg belt, and it's thought to be the same. There's a pasuk, kechitzim biyad gibor, kein b'nei an urim. The pshat is asoy biyachetz. The difference of the chetz in 1 millimeter, the person that's yoyer the chetz, that's mechavenet even on a mashu. When the chetz comes through, it's in a totally different place. It starts off very similar, but the person has to know if he's going in the right direction, because if you're going in the wrong direction, then you it looks like only a tiny little bit. It can be garbite. You have that same Musar Haskel from, we had, by Pesach, we have Chometz and Matzah. Chometz and Matzah, the emes is the same thing. It made out of the same thing. The Chomer of Chometz and Matzah is the same. Who was in the Oisius? The Chasam Sofer says, Meirdik. The Oisius of Chometz and Matzah, they both have a mem. And they both have a tzadi. And even the one oyster at their choluk, the ches and the hay, the difference between a ches and a hay is a mashu. What makes it something if it's a ches or a hay? If it's attached, it's a ches. If it's not attached, a mashu for the, in Hilchos Ksav. If it's a mashu of sota, that's hay. So the shinui between chometz and matzah, the chesanei, is that mashu. And that mashu is whether it's chometz chayiv koris or it's matzah and machmedem mitzvahs matzah. That one mashu. We had also in Parsha Shmini, at the end of the Parsha, Rashi says, Bein atomei u bein ator, Zag Rashi, Bein nishchat chetzio le bein nishchat ruboi. The difference between nishchat chetzio and nishchat ruboi is a mashu. And that's the difference of nevela mit ha-shchuta. It can sort of the same, a tiny little mashu is all of the difference. Gevaldik limud. So asachta, asachin in the Parsha, though. Ganz besefte Yuma is da. Let me gain weiter. Später in the Parsha, Perikid Zayin, is the din of Shchut Eichutz. If a person shechts, kotchim, shchito, michutz lamachane, if a person is shoichit, a carbon, michutz lamachane, dom yeichoshev l'ishahu, dom shofach, v'nichrus l'ishahu mikarab amma, you get chorus. The chinuch is mazbir. What's the choymer ha'oinish of chorus? By Shchut Echutz. So he says, Azoi mi ritzicha. If a person kills, he's a ritzeach of a ritzeach of nefesh Adam. So you chayiv misa. Of here also, you were ritzeach the behema. Now, vada behemas were allowed to shech, we're supposed to eat them. That's din matara. Over this behema, and some behemas are even lamala b'kodesh, are supposed to be mukrav as a carbon. You went and you shech this carbon shaloi ba'oifen how it was supposed to be. Stamzei bistu our ritzeach. Nozok mit machmas pchisus ha-behema l'umas nefesh ha-odom, you're not chayiv misas bezdin. It's a lower oynish chayiv koris. Over the gather of the oynish koris is ashtikal ha-ritzicha. Now, vada, you could bavorn, if you stamazay kill a behema, not with shchita, a behema's chulim, you stamazay, throw it l'yam ha-melech. You also ritzach. There's no chayiv koris. It's faltashchis. It's tabali chayiv if there was tzar. Over, it doesn't say koris. Vada, it's only a time of the krua that only applies over here. Aber akoponim by kochim, the time of the krah is ritzicha tabeima. Now I had a gevaldik ha'ara. One could have thought lulei v'chinuch that maybe the reason why you chayiv koris is because you're chefering with kochim. By kochim, a lot of things have koris: pigul, noisor. Chefering with kochim, achilas noisor, pigul. There's things that are koris. Vosh is that there's a din that if you shech the kochim b'chutz it's koris. Chefering with kochim. Over the chinuch of night, that he says it's a word because you killed the behema. And the yoyser, you're killing a behema schulen, stamazoy umzist, you're not chayiv koris. And the yoyser, what's bothering me, besides over here in this week's parasha, later on in Dvorim, there's another din of male b'chutz. If someone takes the basar of a behema that was already shechted in the azorah, the shechita was done kedas v'kedim, and then he took the dam or the evorim and he was male b'chutz, it's also koris, it's a separate lab, there's a shoychit v'amal, the perik in Dvorim, a shoychit v'amal. There's a din of mal is vachin bachutz. The behemah is already dead. It was shachted kedin in the azor. And what's the din chorus? We not a tzeich on the behemah. A different coin. Kedas the kedin shachted it the way it's supposed to be. Weiter is what's the pshat over there? Geshevet with kachim. What's the hefer of oishdrikin over here? That by shchut eichutz, that the chinuch is saying that it's a ritzicha. It's a very big chinuch. From mal of a kachim bachutz, we see it under again. Tzorachin. Over the emes. The etzem yisoi that the chinuch stels avek that it's a gather of ritzicha, there's another smach to it from a rashba in kedushin. That's mem gimel. The gemara has a havamim that there's a drosha that you're even chayiv. The gemara has a drosha that you're potter if you do shchut eichutz ba'oinis. A special drosha. The rashba says, what do you need a pasuk? What do you need a pasuk? And kol derukul oinis is potter. And the rashba says, I would think maybe it's a gather of ritzicha. And by ritzicha we know yarek val yavon is one of the gimel averus chamuris is ritzicha. Hagam by ritzicha the reason I'm trusting this. The whole reason Ritzich is Yarek Val Yavar is my chosis to domach didoch. Sumach tvei. When I have a behema, you don't have the my chosis. The behema is fourth. Pochas from an Adam. Tzorach yin. Of a kofonim, he says, it's a gather of Ritzich, and that's why there would have been a halamina that you chayiv even boinus. You see from this Rashba also, a shtikala, that it's a gather of Ritzich. You have Kisi Adam. Kisi Adam is noig in a chaya and a oif. And not in a behema. For those that are on that gimel, on Amar Aleph, there's in Kiddushin, there's the sugya of kvi, whether it is kisi adam by a kvi, if it's a sofak, if it's a chayer behema. Akoponim, a chay and a oif have kisi adam, behema there's no din of kisi adam. So So there's a pshat in the Mishnayos in Chulin, in Perek Kisei Adam, the sixth parak of Chulin, the Melech HaShloim brings him a car from a Medrash Bemis, that was the Indian that Chai and Oif was Zoicha to Kisei Adam and not Behema. So he says, Oif was Zoicha to Kisei Adam, because when Kayim killed Hevel, and after he killed him, he didn't know what to do with him. And then he saw an oif that was koiver its chaver, a bird that was burying a different bird. And he learned from the oif, the musig of kavura, and he was koiver hevel. So the oif is zoicha to kisui domoi. And Chaya, he says, was zoicha. He brings a medrash that when Rivka fell off the gomo when she saw Yitzchak, because of the nefila, she was a mukas eit, it was noshru besuleo. And it says there in the Medrash that when Yitzchak married Rivka, he had a chshad, maybe Eliezer. He was choshed. So they had to go back to the Mokam Hanafila of where they fell off the Gomel, and there was a chaya, an Aryeh, a chaya that was standing there, making sure that no one is malakik the dam, that it should still be there, that they should know for a simen, that was from Rivka. And in that schus, chaya is zoicha to kisi adam. And Behemoth doesn't have a schus. That's why chaya and oif have kisi adam, not behem. You have the Gantz of Parsha from Arayis, right after Yom Kippur. Mazalan can say there, Farayas. Ish ish el kol she'er besori le sikrivu legalis erva. There's a verse from Rav Yonis and Ibishit. The Meshech Chochma brings it later in the parsha. Over the Yisoy from Rav Yonis and Ibishit, he says, the Pasuk says, ish ish el kol she'er besori le sikrivu. This is not even to be mascaric to arise. Rav Yonis and Ibishit said, it's not just that a person has to make a siyog, not even to be makar of Tarais. The Eibishter also in the Teva made that there should be harchoka from Arais. He says, why? He says, why only men have beards and a woman doesn't have a beard? Why is there no sar hazokon? He says, all other mitzis in that it's shonui, the Teva, from an ish to an isha, is l'toyelis, that isha is moilu gilodim, and a man is his chaylik and furuvu, and all the other chilukim b'teva between ish and isha have a hezber. And the Tzuras Mibna of the Guf is different because of that Tzoyrach. Oh, but there's no Siba why Isha shouldn't be Megadol Zokon. Why that wasn't in the Metzias. No, the reason the Eibishter created that was the Metzias that only men have Zokon and not Isha is to be Machbred between men and women. That there should be Chol, that we should realize. Azoy Zokten. And that's Loisikr Vulagali Serva. So the Meshech Chochma teaches off, that's the Pshad. He brings a Medrash that someone asked Rebbe, why do you cut the hair of your head? You cut it very short, and your beards you grow long. So Rebbe answered him in a medrash: Ze gadol v'shtus, v'ze gadol v'pikchus. So the Meshech Chochma touches up: Ze gadol v'shtus. We have the Gemara in Nozir and in the Doran that a person that grew his hair longer was to have taivis to do averus. So the sar haroish is gadol v'shtus, and the zokin is gadol v'pikchus. The matara of the zokin is to shtelav like adarav, to be mafrit. To be mafrit between Ish v'Isha. As I text it up. And that's the pasuk. It says, the asu mishmeres l'mishmarti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also made a mishmeres l'mishmarti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo made the afroda. L'maita, the lav d'iraita by Arayas, besides the etzem b'yis isser, there's an isser of l'sikrivu l'galus. The lav d'iraita, even the karas. There's a famous kashin achroinim, the Beis HaLevi, Asaf achroinim, and then we have many times the concept in Yevomis of Esed HaChaloysa say that a mole is a shayach, a case that a person can do a B.S. Isser because of Esed HaChaloysa say. By every Yibam and by Chayvilavim, whatever the cases are, the shayach is good. Oh, but what about the Isser of Lesikrvu Legali Serva? L'chayr, before you're doing the mitzvah of the Yibam, you're already up to the Majreg of Lesikrvu Legali Serva. What's the heter to have the Esed HaChaloysa? And because I'm going to start with there's a nusach they say, the Isser is only like Sikrivu Legalis Erva, if that Bishas Maisum and you're going to do the Aveiritz Taka, going to be Erva. But over here, in Chanami, the Bible, you're not doing the mitzvah yet. Or you're being Sikrivu to something that when you're going to end up doing it, it's not going to be Aveir, if I care, it's going to be as the Chaloysa say, Rutzach Nish like Sikrivu. That's the Yisoid in like Sikrivu. There's another Nusach to say that in the Etzim Yisoid and Esad the Chaloysa say, which is negated for other cases. Whatever is warranted for the Esad the Chaloysa say preliminary is also allowed. That's a major topic which is not so poshut. It's Mishpah Yetzit, it's a major, major nidin. But Al Koponim, over here, can't say you don't have to come on to that, you saw it. Here it's life, there it's Pashit, it's not like Sikr Vulagalis Erva.
Even if it's
Tachliya,
the Erev
Shtemar? You have to know. Yeah, you have to know. Ken Zayn. One of the Arayis, Isha Al-Achoysa Leisikach Litzror, there's a Meredik Echidish from the Rikinati, from the Rishoinu. Achois Ishto is the only erva that's mutter la'achar misa. All other arayas, except for Eishas Ish, Avada, Misa Sabal, Halton in the Mishnah. Over Shar arayas, even la'achar misa remain the Isser erva. Except for Achois Ishto. A person can marry sisters, La'achra Mois, one sister. Now, there is the pshat, because the pasuk says, Isha l'choisa l'sikach litzro, the whole purpose not to marry two sisters is they shouldn't be tzorei zuluzu. We don't, when two people are married to the same person, two noshim, they become tzorei zuluzu, and we don't want sisters to become litzro, tzorei zuluzu. But if it's la'achra misa, it's not a problem. That's, I think, the Ramban says that's option. Oh, but the Rekanati says that together, why achoy sishta is mutter, he says, the same way there's a concept, married the kechidish, the same way there's a concept of yibum, that when a brother dies, when normally there's an isra of eishas ach, but in a matzav of yibum, fakert, it's a mitzvah to take the eishas ach. Who are then by sisters? When one sister dies, it's a mitzvah for her, not a mitzvah, and you're not mechoyiv to, it's a law, but you're allowed that the other sister should marry that person. Okay, and that idea of yibum, the same way by yibum, there's the brother taking over for the brother, and there it's about a mitzvah, and only when they didn't have kids. By a chesish study, there's no chilek if there's kids or not, and also it's not a mitzvah, you know, mechoyiv to do it, it's not a mitzvah. But the reason it's mutter is that there should be that similar concept, that the same way a brother takes over for another brother, in a chesish study, b'doimel is there, you have a sister taking over for another sister. But those are the three arayis be'etzim that sometimes I kapon mutter la'achar misa. Eishes ish, all the aleph alephs. Right, those are the three arayas that are aleph aleph. Achoyis ishtoi, eishes ach, and eishes ish. Those are the ones that are aleph aleph samutter, la'achar, la'achar mis. Yeah. There's a parsha of moilach. Tazam that the arayas is the inyan of moilach. The emes is the reason why moilach is epis meshach shaychi to the inyan of arayas, because moilach is someone that's mezalzel in Mizarach alay sitin lahavar lamoilach. He chefes with zare, which is etzim by all the arayis. Also, a person's being moiled zera pogum. The moilach also is chefering mizarach alay sitin lamoilach. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Duchzach be'erach daf yemi halt erget avudo and daf samach dalit. The Gemara says ish mizarach alay sitin lamoilach mizarach v'loy kol zarach. Zot the Gemara, if a person sends all of his kids to Moilach, then he's not Chayiv Misa. You're only Chayiv if it's Mizaracha, some of them. Mizaracha, v'loy kol Zaracha. So he's up to Gemara. Fred Toysvis, Afinort over there, person, let's say, had five kids. So if he sends one, two, three, four kids to Moilach, he's Chayiv Misa. And now if he sends the fifth one, now he's going to be Potter. He was already Mechayiv. How can it be he's going to become Potter now when he sends the fifth and final child to Moilach? He was already Chayiv Misa from beforehand. Zog Toysos V'yesh Loimar Kigon She'en Lo'yela Ben Echad Oy She'avirim B'Bas Achas. Now, people misread it. It's not Ben Echad or Bas Achas, one son or one daughter. So he's saying two different truths. One Torah says he only had one son or daughter, but he had one son, the Ben Echad. Another Torah says He'avirim B'Bas Achas. He had a few children, but he brought them all to Moilach in one shot. That they toys is mavur, that if a person has more than one child and he brings it separately and he brings mizaracha, some of his zara, he brings the moilach, chayiv misa. Once he's chayiv misa, he's certainly not going to patter himself by bringing the last one. So how is it gemolt has been a v'loy kol zaracha? Other beben achas, other bevas achas. Not bas achas, bevas achas. That's the tzvei fanim, how you have mizaracha. As long as it's toys. There's another shtel though, the Marshal shtel's over there. What's the pshat in Azayin? Why, if he does kol zaracha, shouldn't he be chayiv misa? Avad, the gzeres akosav, ni zaracha, v'loy kol zaracha. Vosfar ehezber. He did a bigger avlo l'chayra. He shouldn't be chayiv. So the Marshal over there in Sanhedrin brings the big yisoy from the smag, that he says, the purpose of Misas Bezdin, by all ancient of Misas Bezdin, is to get a kapara. Sometimes you're not even deserving of the kapara. Avad, it's a bigger avlo if you did it L'kol zaracha. That's good for why you're not even deserving of the Einish Misa. We're not even going to allow you to be miskaper from the Einish Misa. The Marshal, because of this smah, goes a step further, the famous Marshal. And the Marshal wants to suggest that that's the pshat in the klal of Ein Einish Min Adin. It's a famous klal, Ein Einish Min Adin. You can't learn out Einish from a kal v'choymer. L'choyer if avos nish. Hosta kal v'choymer, madach, agavis azach has a certain Einish. An erger azach, aggressor azach. Zichah should have the Einish. So we say, Ein Einish Min Adin. Faran Asach Tefim Shatem, why? The Marshal is suggesting an Ayav Shat. Maybe this Gresser Einish is deserving of even a bigger Einish. You don't deserve to get the Kapara of that Einish. Maybe you deserve something worse than Shemayim. That's the Taish in Ein Einish Min Adin. L'chayr, like this Marshal, we can say maybe a Gresser Zach. There's a famous kasha in most of the places, came out all of the places that we talk about Einon Shimon Adin is a major problem. A classic example of Einon Shimon Adin is Achoisoi Bas Abavu Bas Ima, a sister that you have in common both parents. And L'chor Takal V'chaymer from Achoisoi Bas Aviv. So we say no, Einon Shimon Adin. Frank Develt, Aber Achoisoi Bas Abavu Bas Ima is Achoisoi Bas Aviv. It also is Bas Ima, but it's inclusive. So Mazok, Tifrei there, it's an under sort. Achva, it's an achva that has both parents, it's an under mitzvah. Or ki yivdach ishbar, ki yichra ishbar. L'chayra, the psicha ishbar, the kriya ishbar, is not a kalva chayim from psicha. It's hainu hach, plus more. V'chayinu rabbis. Kasha zomam, v'lai kasha rosa. Every osa has a zomam in it. Come on, every einon shemen adin is not a kalva chayim, it's a yesh b'chal masayim on it. So how can it be einon shemen adin, but it's a yesh b'chal masayim on it? Far and the masach teres. Over ken zayin, like the marshot miyushev. Taket yesh b'chal masayim on it. Over ho guf an it says. Maybe it's worth. And maybe if it's worth, you're not deserving of the oynish. Ain't oynishin min adin. If you're talking that you deserve even a worse oynish. Thus ken zayin is the pshat. Now having oichet parshas kedoshim. Acharei mois kedoshim. Kedoshim to you. The next pasuk is ish imoy v'ovich tiro. Zokta erachayim HaKadosh. He brings the Gemara and Saita by Yosef HaTzadik that he came out with with Eishes Potiphar, and then he was misgaber and his dominoi b'yukan shel oviv. So he says it's bodek. He brings from the Magid Meshorim and from the Kaviyosh. He brings from Mishoinim, and the Beis Yosef that heard from the Malach that it's a mitzvah that if a person is going to be nichshel in a chet, to be misboinen in suras oviv is meinei a person from chet, and that's the smichas apsukim kedoshim to you ish imay ba'oviv tiro. Zayzak to arachayim hakadosh. Vilifnei iver loisite michshol. This pshuta shel mikra, vilifnei iver loisite michshol, don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. Chazal also learned that it means don't. Avad, even if he's not blind, someone that won't see something and he'll be michshol in something. Who are they? You're not supposed to give a person an eitzerah. A person gives an eitzerah, he's over a lot, they're right, so vilifnei iver loisite michshol. And who are they? There are common gemaras, if you're machshol a person, the chait. If you help, you moshe the kaiti ayin lenozir, you moshe the maicholos asuris to somebody, you will machshel him in a chet, you're oiv relav day raisa, lifnei iver lesitin michshel. Now there's a famous kasha on the chinuch. The chinuch says that lifnei iver is only to a yid. Lifnei iver is only if you machshel a yid. If you put a stumbling block in front of a blind goy, nor by a yid. As I state, in Rabbeinu Yoyne, in chinuch, and the achrayin of Regen, it's mafurashi gemara. Hamoishit kaisiyayim lenozir oy eiver menachai leben noyach. The person gives eiver menachai to a goy, he's oyver lefne eiver because he was machshul ben noyach in eiver menachai. Mefurish that there's an iser of lefne eiver oychet to a goy. So there's a yisoy, a lot of achronim say, Abu Chonan, Abu Chaim Oizer, Asach achronim. They say yisoy, lefne eiver poshit is a ben adam lechaveroi. You were machshul the eiver. You were machshel ben adam l'chaveira. Now, lifnei iver, we said, also includes giving someone a bad eitzah. Avad, you gave someone a bad eitzah, you were machshel ben adam l'chaveira. But then there's lifnei iver of helping someone do an aveira. Now, of course, helping someone do an aveira is a bad eitzah also, right? That's for sure. But it's also helping him do an aveira, that's already a ben adam l'mokin. You're stelling tzu to that aveira. You help someone do machal Shabbos, you're stelling tzu to his chalul Shabbos. You help a goy eat eva menachai, you're stelling tzu to that aveira of eva menachai. Whichever aveira it is, you're stelling tzu to that aveira. Zogin the achroinim lifnei iver in the pashat pshat, which is a ben adam lechaveroi zog the chinuch, that it's only by a yid. Only by a yid. Achidish from the chinuch. Maybe it's machloekes b'shoinim, but then the chinuch. It's only when you chapter with a yid. That's the ben adam lechaveroi aspect of it. It's only ben adam lechaveroi to a yid. Over the lefsug lifnei iver, the lifnei iver, that's the pshat that you are machshelim in a chait. The pshat is you're stelling tzu to yen a chait. You're being moist of chait to ba'olam. That's the beginning of the Rabbanim Shalom. You're being moist of chait ba'olam. That is shaykh also by a benoich. Avdem kum gan tachroinish a Torah, it's only when the yid is shaykh to that of Eir, like you give a goy a benoich Eir menachai, to you it's also an Isser Eir menachai. But to be makshal a goy in something that to the yid it's kufa not an Isser, there are ifanim like that, yesh lodem, because what the goy, the yid is telling to yen a sort of Eir, he's not shaykh to yen a Eir. Taf and visin, or but one of that, the etzim yisoy that varim, that the lefnei iber kipshut eshal mikros, the avlo, the benad machaveir, that's only by a yid. Lifnei iver of Eitzera also, the Avla, the Ben Adam Chaver, of Lifnei iver of Machshul Bechet, is the Hoysofas Chet Bahai Alma, That avada, even if you mach l'goy, you were moishet chet v'oilam. And that's the Gemara of moishet with the evil of Neidemar. Lefizeh, we can gain a shmat weiter. The Rishonim say that you're not over, you don't get malchus if you're over with the evil. Even Kipshuta, you put a stumble mark in front of an evil, you don't get malchus. Why don't you get malchus? So the Chinuch says that it's a lav she'ein by maisa. It's not so posh, sometimes it could be an oifen of a maisa. You have to know if it's always considered a lav she'ein by maisa. The Ritva in Yevamah says, you don't get malchus, and that's pei dalad. Zok the Ritva, you don't get malchus on the evil, because it's a lav she'ein by chlos. We know, one of the different kind of lav you don't get malchus for, lav she'ein by maisa, lav anetech lese, there's also lav she'ein by chlos. Lav she'ein by chlos is a lav that includes in it a lot of different inyonim. Lo'soichlo al adam, has a lot of different meanings. Over there, we say it's a lav shebechlolus. It means not to eat before davening, not to eat dam, not to eat kachim before you azoyr the dam. It means a lot of different things. You don't get malchus on the soichel al dam. It's a lav shebechlolus. Zok the Ritva, lifnei iver also is a lav shebechlolus. Why is lifnei iver a lav shebechlolus? So, the Veldnam is on a pshat, like we said already before, lifnei iver includes many aspects. It means kipshute, not putting a stumbling block in front of the iver, putting an evin la'achar anoyfel. It means not giving an etzer ra. And it means not to be machshel someone in a chet. So that's kama oifani. Hagam, it's all in the umbrella of things, but that's kama oifani. It's lav shem achlolos. As I learned it in the Veld, Pshat and the Ritva. My shver datal and the agoyis on the Ritva over there, and the pedalit, he wants to say a different pshat. He said, we said yisoid from these achroinim, that the yisoid of lifnei iver by machshel b'chet is not the bin odom l'chaveri, the avlo, it's that yishtelin su to that aveira. Ibazoi, and he brought riot to this, the lifnei iver of Shabbos is Shabbos. The lifnei iver of Chazer is Chazer. Lifnei iver from Eivim and Achai is Eivim and Achai. I was saying lifnei iver is not that it has three sections; that it has Taryag sections. The lifnei iver from Yeder mitzvah of a mitzvah is not a sniff from lifnei iver, and that's why the Indian is called lav shebechlolos. Means sayin ruchnius. If you see someone is nichshal in something, you have to give him toichacha. The right oifen, but you have to give toichacha. But it also was in ben adam lechaveiro. In ben adam lechaveiro also, Rav Volger writes about this barichas. If a person was ba'avos you, you have to be meichiachim. It's not a grace of tzidkis if someone ba'avos you, and then. So you keep quiet about it. If it really didn't bother you, so you're a Baal Matzrega. But if it did, and you don't politely be ma'oir him on the Nakuda, and inside your lave, lo yisisna esachicha buvavecha, hoicheach teichiach esamisecha, v'lo yisisa olav chet. It's not a great tzitzit because you walk around, and you don't tell him, but you walk around for a bistin. That's not how it goes. It's a shayla from a lav deiraisa. It's a shayla, he's ma'arich and explained. A person has to have a more, in Ben Adam Chaveri sometimes, a laid back attitude, not to get ba'avu. But if you ba'avel, you have to know. Loisisna esachicha bilvavecha, hoicheach teichiach esamisecha, v'loisisa olavchei. But this includes both eifanim. There's the hoicheach teichiach on the ruchnis, and hoicheach teichiach on the benodim l'chaveiro, and I'm saying that it's ba'avel. Now the Gemara says in Bav Metzia, hoicheach teichiach, afimu mea pa'am. There's many Gemara, many psukim that the Gemara in Bav Metzia, the Flamadal of Darshan, afimu mea pa'am. One of them is hoicheach teichiach, afimu mea pa'am. What's Meir Pa'amim? The Altif and Kelm said, what's the pshat Meir Pa'amim? He says, Amol, you have to give a person Teichacha, but if you're going to give him all in one shot, you're going to bombard it on him, he's just going to get Fartumal, it's not going to happen. Sometimes you have to cut it into little pieces, into little portions. Afilu Meir Pa'amim! Even if it's Abyssal, Abyssal, you have the Chelek, Amol, Yimoyer Mazoy, and Azoy, you have to know the Tzuri, Kolecha Zechot, Loya Reze, Ka Reze, Aber Echeh Teichiach, Afilu Meir Pa'amim! Not again and again, the Gantazach. No, it's the word in the Eichot to realize. Mizel is uptailing, little by little, a filu mei upon it. That's one of the saying that. You can't give the guy the Gantazach shmuz in one shot. It's a bislach. But Eichot, in the Eichot of the Teichachah, there's a pasuk. Al Teichach leitz ten yisnoecha. Hoicheach lechocham bi'avecha. So pasuk pshat, the pasuk is saying, don't give Teichachah to a leitz, only give Teichachah to a chocham. Of the Shlaka, they should read the pasuk differently. Al toichach litz. Don't give a person a toicha. Bista litz, bista garnish, bista dos, and you give him toicha zoy. Then you snecha. So then he's going to be son. You're not going to get it. Hoicheach lechocham. Tell him. It's a pastanish. 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 He won't get the message. Yeah, he will. The wrong message. Al toichach leitz. Don't scream on a bista leitz. Ten yis necha. Hoichach lechocham. Give the person toichach. The bista chachocham. Bista chazam adrega. Vostustim. V'yeh avecha. Then he'll be oyev you, and he'll be oyev the toichach. One of the men ches kinyonim is oyev as a toichach. Nitzta. Oyev as a toichach. It means to love to give toichach and love to accept the toichach. V'yeh avecha. Hoichach lechocham. V'yeh avecha. There's a maisa with the Dubna Magid and the Goyim. Now, but I heard two neschoys to the maisa from Varda and the Indian. Two neschoys to the maisa. The Dubna Magid, the Goyim asked them to give him Musr. The Dubna Magid to give people Musr. They were contemporaries. And the Goyim told him, Zogmir, come to me in the house. Zogmir Musr. The Goyim Kiyadua used to learn 22 hours every single day. He slept four times. Every 6 hours, he slept for a half hour. Nim v'loy nim. For a halva show, it's Gvaldik Akoyas, it's Poshit and Gashmis, we do as a vach, it's Gan 11. And he slept every half hour, and he learned even at the daytime in his house, with the windows closed, with a candle. Even he didn't want to be gestert from the Yoni Malad, he learned L'or Haner, even beyond. And Yoni Malay, Kipshuta, a visible Kishlav, an apartment note every once in a while. So the Dubna Magid came to him and says, Das is a kunz, Famachta, the fenster, Famachta, the tier, you close your room, you close everything, came to be based up and garnished. You go outside to the real world, as they've made this, the Royal Mammoth, and you see what's going on over there, and it's not so push it, and there's nisyoinus, and you have to deal with things. It's a nishkin kunz, machen azay. Azay, you think it's up, doesn't give in the shmuz. And there's a nusach that they're going to attack ungehate venin. The taka, it's not a kunz, it's not a kunz. It's when you're oin with a soin, and your person can shtai from the nisyoin, you're not giving. And then you have an under nusach, if she beid emes, if you listen, the uptaich in the maister, the guy says, oh, where is that when who's making kunz? Who says you have to make a kunz? You're right, so it's not a kunz. Who says you have to make a kunz? But that's the land. Machen is a kunz. This is the land of it. Where is that without making kunz? That's what listen, what's the Yisrael with the voice name from Beidin Yisrael from the Meisim. There's another Meisim to Tubna Magid that he came once to a city and they knew already about him and they told him, listen, we know you say Gevaldike Misholim and Gevaldike Meisalach. We want only Maisalech and Misholim and Gishmak Ezachen. Onkim Psukim, Onkim, afterwards you get to the punchline and he's giving it. Leave that part out. We want just the Gishmak part. We want the Misholim of it. When you get to the Psukim, this part we don't want to hear. So the Dubna Magid says, fine, I'll tell you a Moshel. I'll tell you a Maisa. There was a Maisa. A person once came to a town and they told him that you have to leave the town only a certain way because the road where people used to go, it's mamish, there's very dangerous dogs. Shredlach dogs that are mamish, sakonis nefoshes, and there's much longer route, but everyone has to take it. You can't take the 442 anymore. It's no good. You have to go the other way. It's shredlach. The klovim there. It's mamish sakonis nefoshes. So one time, the person came to the town and said, "I have no problem. I have a special lechisha. We know I have a mesayer from Mitzrayim that they used to say a certain pasuk lechol b'nei Yisrael leechatz kelev, but a nusach, what a thing, a malitza, a pasuk to say it stops the klovim. And then we're gonna go. We're gonna take a risk. We're gonna go the short way, and we're." They come back 20 minutes later, it's a risen shtiklach. And it didn't work. They came back, mamish, be'orashineim, they came back alive. So they asked him, what was the pshat? He said, I thought you have this pasuk you can say. He says, yeah, I have a pasuk, but those dogs, they didn't even let me say one pasuk. Nishkenei pasuk, I couldn't get the pasuk in. They hunted and nishke lost. Doesn't give end the mice. V'yohafta l'reicha kamoicha, and there's also, v'yohafta mesager. L'chayra, a ger, you have a bigger chiyuv. A ger is also a yid. A ger has l'chayra, a starker chiyuv of av. Besides v'hafta l'recha, on a ger there's a bezunder mechayiv in v'hafta mesager. So I have first of all ha'or. The Mishnah says in Hayris, l'gav yisaydu kedim of helping somebody. Koydim koydim l'levi, koyim koydim l'levi, levi koydim l'yisrael, yisrael koydim l'ger. L'chayra, the ger should come first. And the saydu kedim over here in the Mishnah. The Yoyser, interesting is that I saw the Prima Godim says a chiddush. Prima Godim says, we know, if a person normally has to help someone prika and teina, two people, one needs to be take off the packages from the animal, one has to load up the animal. The Gemara says prika comes first, because prika is also tzar balichayim, you want to help the animal. You want to help the animal take off the packages. So if you have a suffix, an option between prika and teina, you do prika. Zokte, Prima Godin, but if there's a ger is one of them, even if the Teina, even if the ger is Litoin and the irregular Yisrael is Lifreich, the ger has kedima. The ger has kedima. Because there's a mile of the ger, they had both new mechayim. Now, Rav Zoi, I have interesting to order. The Gemara says in Bamitzi, if a person has his oyhev lifroik and soine litoin, a person you love needs help with prika to unload the animal. And remember, by prika, there's always the factor of tzar balechaim also. And soine litoin, your soine needs to upload the animal. Zokti Gemara, you do the soine. Even though you're being mevater on the issue of tzar balechaim, it's more important to be mezgaber on your midos and help the soine more than the tzar balechaim. So oyev lifroik and soine litoin, the shikul of lizgaber v'yitzroi is starker than the shikul of tzar balechaim. Klerach shayl ladina. Ger lifroik v'soine litoin. What do you do now? Ger lifroik, you have also the mile of ger and also the mile of the tzar balechaim. Le'umas the lizgaber yitzroi of litoin. Vosam machrizan. Like this prima godem, what are you machria now? Ger lifroik v'soine litoin. Daf ma'ayin zayin, how to be machmir. V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, ze klal godl b'toira. Zog t'ksav soifer, a person needs to learn with a chavrusa, v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, ze klal godl b'toira, ze klal n'afak b'achan, over ze klal godl b'toira, b'toira, a man was learning with a chavrusa, v'ahavta l'reacha, ken shtaygin alein, with a chavr. Chagakler, there's a gemara in Baba Basra, it says by Eoyv, the Sotan was given permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Eoyv to kill his whole family and burn down all of his nechostim and give him Shrek Lecha Yisurim. And then his three friends come to him and there's the Shach Levatari, that's the Psukim of Eoyv. Now the Avers have told the Sotan, anything you can do to Eoyv, just racket him off, you can't kill him. So how come he left him with friends? So the Gemara says in Baba Basra, this is the Chor of Shana in the Gemara, Oy Chavrusa, Oy Mesusa, Oy Mechaverim, that's his mouth. And that right the Sotan wasn't allowed to do. Is my zunav mega fract? So why did he have to leave him three friends? After I have Rusa and Susa about to get him hard and safe in the dry. Ich weiß nicht, er ist steht da. Drei! Erste Seite, zweite Seite, der Nacht Seite. Drei habe Rusa. Und on dem ist euch habe Rusa, da darf ich nicht. Auf dem ist euch habe Rusa und Susa, ich habe alle drei. Du kannst er, das ist da. Auf drei, auf euch habe Rusa und Susa, vor sich drei habe er. Azoi, l'chur is taking gemar. V'havto, l'havto reicha kamoicha, there's a word from the Naftali Mirapshitz. In the Chumash we print, when you say Shem Hashem, it prints a yud and then another yud. Two yudalach. One next to each other, that's a way of saying Shem Hashem. That's how we print in Shem Hashem, yud and then another yud. And at the end of a pasuk, what do you have? Two dots, also two yudalach. If there's two yudalach, one on top of the other, that's the soif pasuk, that's the end of the pasuk, then it's over. Two yudalach, one next to each other, that's the shechina shuri b'neim, that's the Eibishter, that's the way you write the Eibishter's name. Zwei yudalach eine zusammen mit der anderen, not one above the other. Zwei yudalach zusammen, that's the Kodesh Baruch, that's the shechina shuri. Zwei yudalach eine über der andere, one is on top of the other, that's already a soif pasuk, that's no good. So the parasha is from Orla. Orla, the erste drayar, the peiros are Orla. Now the mice, the peiros are only Orla because people are planting them to be fruits. If you weren't planting them, that it should be for Michael, there's no Isra Orla. So the chayr, this Orla Shaila, that the esroigim, that we don't use esroigim for Orla, no one planted those esroigim for the jelly. That's what they do after Yom Tov, but they were planting the esroigim for esroigim mitzvah. See, it's not so posh, it's why Bechlal should have the problem of Orla, it's not pre-Lamachal. Now, come to Einfal, because an Esrig has to be Lochem, and the Gemara says it has to be Roy Lachilo, you have to be able to eat it. And since, so don't tell me a Chachma, I don't have to eat it anyway, so it's not Orla, because I don't want it for the mitzvah. You're not going to eat it, but it has to be that you're able to eat it. In fact, the Shaila, how are you Yoitza Esrig with Matona Manas Lachzir? The Maisa and Esrig, that's Matona Manas Lachzir. The mice, you're not able to eat. You have to give it back. If you're not going to give it back, you're not going to keep the tonight. So Abad, it's Amanas Mahasa, that right now it's yours. Or it's yours, you're able to eat it? You can't eat it. If you eat it, you won't be Makai in the tonight. And then you won't be Makai. There's a Shaila from Rabbi Elia Rogler. A person has two Esroigim. One is Orla. And one is a Kosher Esrig. And they got mixed up, he doesn't know which one is which. And he's noitel both of them. He bevadeh was noitel an esrig that was kosher. He didn't know which one it was. He has a suffix, maybe you're not yoitza. Because you couldn't have eaten either of the esrogim. Al suffix the rice of the chumrah, you weren't going to be able to eat either esrog. So even though klapi shmaya be'emes, you took both esrogim, and one esrog for sure is a vadai kosher esrog. Over bevadai, you can't eat either one of the esrogim. But an esrog was mekanish to esten is not lochem. Hadra suffix. If you say klapi shmaya, I bevadai was noitel an esrog that I bevadai could eat. Just I don't know about it. If you're chesaron yedia, that's prevented you, bepoil, from not being able to eat it, because of suffix the rice of lechumra, is that going to make that it's not considered lochem? That's the shadow from Rebbe Yeruglet. Rebbe Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch has a suffix like Avi Orlo on Birchas Ilonis. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Simen Reish Chav Hei, Reish Chav Vav. Person makes a bracha in Nisan, Chodesh Nisan, Memat Birchas Ilonis. Klet Rebbe Kiva Eger. Could you make Birchas Ilonis on a tree of Paris Orlo? A suffix for Rebbe Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger is Machrina. Yeah, I'd like Klet Rebbe Kiva Eger. The Tzibina Rav in Sefer Doivav Meshar, in his Tshuva Sfarim, he brings a raya that you could make a birchas ilonos on Orla. Zokter Azeg. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, that's Samach Tesam Aleph, that when a person had Orla, he would have to make a simen on his field, that you should know it's Orla. Who would then, if a person had Kvorim, he has to make a simen that there's a kever. So it says kever, you put a sid. And by Orla, you put charsis. You put a certain simen there, that you should know it's Paris Orla. And Ravai also, a person has Karim Ravai, he put a different simen. The Gemara even says, Orla, you put cheres, which is like dead already, which is never going to be mutter. Earl is never mutter. Revai, you put levitica ground that's less chias to it because revai eventually has a heter. You can deploy it, but you have to make a simon for the earl. Zokti Gemara, what are you making a simon for? The person himself knows that it's earl. You worried if a goslin is going to come into your field and eat the fruits? Zokti Gemara, halitayu l'rosh v'yamis. If he's a goslin, then he'll be nichshol. What do you care? You're trying to save the ganav from being nichshol. A ganav that's going to steal your fruits, but if it's orally, he won't steal it. How many tailor should be honest? Let it be mechshav. Zok to Gemara, you're right, we're going in Shemitah. In the year of Shemitah, when it's mutter to go into people's fields and take from the fruits, and it's not a ganav, kosher yid, we have to be moedim that it's orally. So the din that you put a simon in your field to know that it's orla is only in Shnata Shemitah. Because in the other years, what nafkimina could it be? The owner himself knows that it's orla. A ganav that comes in without him knowing about it, how many tailor the rush of yom? Zokti Chavina Rav, what do you mean? You have to put a field on your sign and your field that it's Orla, so people should know not to make Birchas Ilonis. They're going to be Nichshal and Brachal of Atol. You should have to make this. What's the Gemara saying that you only make a simon in your field by Orla? In the Shemitah year, because for otherwise, for Ganavim, what do you care? You should have to make it always. People shouldn't chas v'sholem by accident make a Birchas Ilonis, Shalaykadin. They'll be Nichshal in the Isser, a Brachal of Atol, Shalaykadin. Is a raya that you make Birchas Ilonis on a tree of Orla? So I heard over from a reliable source that Shavina Rav, from his anacle, that Shavina Rav, with Soif Yamav, went through all of his Tshuva Sfarim to see if he has charot and anything that he wrote. And he said he was maskim and he still holds shtark of everything that he wrote, except for this Tshuva, which he's maskim to the din. Rabbi Kivei Gross says you can make a bracha, but he says he has charot that he wrote this raya. Because he said, and you see, Gevaldika Anova, he said, Rabbi Kiveger is nisht veiner gepikeich vime. Rabbi Kiveger wasn't less smart than me. And if Rabbi Kiveger didn't bring this raya, there's a terrorist to it. He doesn't know what the bichoy is. Or it's vol nisht gepas brengen as a raya. Rabbi Kiveger wasn't bringing their raya. Rabbi Kiveger nisht gebreng. So he had charot, he brought the raya. Lekuv v'shalingin on the etzem raya, echtracht. Someone told me, he asked once, the Talmidim in Europe, if they made Birchas Ilonis every year. I don't know, it's a new alamach in Birchas Ilonis. The Gemara doesn't say Adan Afkimina. Also, the Gemara says you put a charsis because Orl is also forever. By Revai, you put a different kind of simon. It's before that you're trying to help people from being nichshal in Isser Orl. Like this chaf, you're making the sign that they shouldn't be nichshal in Haskar Hashem Shemaim Lavatola. What are you making a simon about Orl? V'yoyser. Revai. You can make a bracha, a birchat ilonis on Revai. Revai has a pidyon. But the Bible, you weren't private. You're not in Yerushalayim. On the Tzadi, you don't make a bracha on Orla. You don't make a bracha on Revai. One last thing. There's the Haftorah. There's a Machloikas Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim. In the few minute Ashkenaz, we learned the Haftorah of Achri Mois. The pasuk says, "Haloi kivnei kushiim atem li bnei Yisrael." That Klal Yisrael is zoi v'akushi. So what's the pshat in them? So the Chassam Sofer says pshat I'm sorry, the Malbim says pshat that Klal Yisrael is a miyit, that it's nivla vein umayis ha'olam. And l'chayr we should be batal b'roiv, there's the shivim umayis that want to be oichalos, and l'chayr we should be batal b'roiv. But we're not batal b'roiv because we stand out. We're nikkur, we're different. That's the taich, kibnei kushiyim, that the kushi stand out among the other people, that Klal Yisrael, bnei Yisrael is kikushi, that they're not batal b'roiv amongst all the umayis, they stay bazunder. Now those are the Malbim. So another pshat from the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says pshat azay. He says be'emes and avodas Hashem, you have various kinds of people that have different mahalchim, and they're all tzaddikim. Kulam shavim l'toyva. One person puts emphasis on hasmada, one person on yirushimayim, on musar, on chasidus, on iyun, on bekiyus, on midos. Kol echad ve'echad mashum mitzayin. Avada gam yizev gam yizal tana chidecha. But every person has a different gevaldik derech and is avodas Hashem, and they all kulam to a certain matar. He says, in the outside, it looks like they're doing different things. And there are those even that think, only my derech is right, not this derech. In the outside, it looks like a difference. But when they're doing the right thing, in the pnimi is b'pnim, they're all doing good. They're doing the avodas Hashem. He says, the kushi only mibachutz looks different. Inside, it's the same blood. The b'pnim is the same. Kikushim atam b'nei Yisroel. Kenzai mitzad b'chitzoy, there's different mahalchim in avodas Hashem, of mitzad b'pnim atam b'nei Yisroel.